I'd like to start this afternoon with a welcoming from Christopher's family. This is a gathering with Christopher and for Christopher, a celebration of his smile, his life, his laughter. We thank you all, each and every one of you, for the time you shared with him and the many ways you enriched his life and the ways you let him enrich your life. We deeply appreciate your presence in his life and your presence here today as one more step in our journeys together. This celebration is open, as we would all like to have an open heart and an open moment to share and cherish what Christopher means to us collectively and individually. Please, there are no rules, there are no boundaries. He was always open and big-hearted. We will start with a poem that Paul Bode wrote for him a couple of days ago down in L.A. It's called The Little Brat. We always called him that since he was a baby. Following, we will read alternatively in English and Spanish some of the thoughts and the feelings that his wonderful friends wrote on his Facebook page. As he always lived with his heart and his soul interconnected between Mexico and Seattle, between Spanish and English, and with all of the gadgets and chic that mirror his rich, deep, and shining personality. We're playing the music today that he always listened to, for he was always listening to music. Any of you, after we're sort of, I'll make an open invite to come up and read, say, sing, dance, and express in any ways your thoughts, your feelings about Christopher, for Linda, for Marina, for the family, for anyone. Afterwards, we'll say some prayer, and everyone saw the table in the book, I believe, that has where you can write your feelings, you can write your thoughts, you can write to anyone, to yourself, to Christopher, to anyone in the family. There's also a statement of purpose that he wrote, and it was for his application to study abroad in Granada, Spain. You know, he was doing a major at the University of Washington, a double major, and he was doing a major as a Latin American Studies and a European Studies, and he actually won that grant, and he was so excited to go live there. He was so excited to live near his sister. He was so excited to experience Europe in a firsthand way, which of course makes the poignancy of this tragic accident all that much sadder for us all. Christopher was excited to go live in Europe. I just talked to someone the other day who was one of his baristas who said he was talking about that and talking about his future and talking about the forward, and the moment of the suddenness of this death, of course, is shocking, and we don't even know where our feelings are going to be, but we know that right now we're shocked. Christopher Danton Farias Slater was born on a sunny day in Mexico, Morelia. And since then, he's flourished as our son, our brother, our friend, our partner, our love. Let's celebrate him. Let's celebrate and thank life for the wonders found in him and the wonders he brings to our life. Thank you. This is a poem by Paul Bode, Little Brat. It seems like it was just yesterday, or maybe just tomorrow, hearts full of blues, hearts full of sorry. Still, you can see your gleaming smile. It was like a rainbow. It was 100 miles. It made the silver bells ring, like that song, No Gray Hair, Forever Strong, Forever Young, One Cool Cat, Forever the Little Brat. Just didn't last. You were like the wind, like a golden blowing, so wild it sung. Like that song, no gray to comb, you will be strong, forever young. The mighty Mississippi will flow until the wheels come off. No one wants to say goodbye. No one wants you to go. There are still beautiful words to be sung. There is a gray to be combed, still sweet as sugar, still forever young. And like Paris, little brat, only going to miss you when I breathe. The coolest cat, forever and ever, the little brat. Next, I'm just going to read some selections of stuff that his friends wrote on Facebook. Christopher, I only wish I could have spent more time with you and known you better. You were such a beautiful person, and I will always remember the wonderful times we did share. Mi Chris, cómo pasan las cosas de un día por otro, para siempre me dio gusto ver que disfrutabas tu vida al máximo. Espero que a todos tus amigos, familiares y conocidos no tengas un espacio guardado para alcanzarte. Te voy a extrañar muchísimo y siempre me encanta darte abrazos porque eran de esos reales. Te mando muchos besos y ya sabes que nos estamos viendo. Alan, me siento raro escribirte aquí, bro, pero no quería quedarme con las ganas de decirte lo que te estime. Perdóname por enseñarte a fumar, a darte consejos de ponerte pantalones flojos, güey. Al menos estoy feliz a que siempre viviste al máximo como te aconsejaba. Yo soy ya todo un señor aburrido que vive para trabajar. Estoy feliz porque tú si aprovechaste el máximo y no te importó muchas cosas que para muchos pensamos que son importantes. I will never forget you, canalito, te extraño. Chris, como siempre, un paso adelante. Qué mal que a donde fuiste no te podemos acompañar aún. Pero algún día nos volveremos a ver. Te queremos, amigo. Descanso en paz. Chispas, más que amigo, hermano para todos nosotros, todo un fuera de serie, rompiendo con los estereotipos y lo convencional, probablemente por eso congeniamos tanto, cómico, interesante, profundo, desbrayado, intenso, divertido, intrigante, en fin, de todo un poco, por eso tan increíblemente amiguero. Te voy a extrañar muchísimo, físicamente, porque siempre al final formas parte de mí. Y el espacio no queda vacío. Queda en stand-by para que cuando nos volvamos a encontrar, sigamos haciendo todas las estupideces que hacíamos. Para tener esas pláticas por horas sobre cualquier cosa que se nos ocurriera. Críticas del sistema, la decadencia del ser, etc. Ya, puro word vomit. Te amo, mi hermano, te extraño y siempre vas a estar conmigo. La última vez que nos vimos en Morelia dijiste algo que no voy a olvidar. Es que es eso, güey, hay que vivir la vida al máximo y chinguen su madre los demás. Lo cumpliste al pie de la letra, hermanito, y viste de todo y muy rápido. Te amo, cabrón. Te veo caminando siempre con la cabeza en alto, dejando ver tus pensamientos, siempre alegres y joviales, espontáneos, llenos de sabiduría, de amor y comprensión para todos. Siempre con el consejo de un amigo que ahora se nos ha adelantado y que nos espera para seguir felicitando con cada uno de nosotros sus amigos y que siempre lo extrañaremos. So, in a moment I'm going to invite you guys to come up and say anything, and beforehand I'll just say some of my own thoughts. You know, just last night I went to a show, and she said the most amazing thing that spoke to me, of course, because I knew I was going to be standing here before you, is you'd think that as children we would never forget the shock of mortality, and yet somehow we always do. When mortality comes at us, it is a shock. And it's part of, I suppose, the beauty of being a human, that we dance and we live, but in these moments, it's part of the pain of being a human. It's part of the pain of being on the planet, knowing that this dance is a short dance. And for Christopher, it was a shorter dance yet. The young, when they die, it's shocking. You know, we live in a world where we'll litigate over a crack in the sidewalk, so we forget that these accidents happen. And in moments like this, when a tragic accident ends the life of a 21-year-old boy, you know, there's just nothing I can really say as far as the, you know, we rely on conventional phrases because that's what works. We go back to them. And Christopher, he straddled cultures. He spoke Spanish, he spoke English, he was Mexican, he was an American. And I encourage you, as we're all here, coming from different traditions, whether it's Baptist, Jewish, pagan, Catholic, that we all find in ourselves what brings us comfort, offer to the family what brings you comfort, and I'm sure it'll bring them comfort. I was at a funeral about 3 years ago for a 41-year-old man. And you know, the priest said, Jesus called him home. And I remember at the time I thought, I wasn't done with him. You need to send him back. Christopher, we weren't done with you. But she who made us all needed you. And that's part of our role, to accept what she needed you. And to let you go and let you pass. And let you dance in the realm of the spirits so that you can be there fully. And we're not holding you here. So with that, I do invite anyone up here, say what you will. If you want to stand up here and be silent, that's wonderful too.